Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
Hey, sorry we're a little bit late. That's my fault. I was doing some last minute tinkering with things, and apologies to everyone. What, 3 minutes in? My bad. Anyway, how are you doing, Pat?
It's been a busy week. It feels like we just did this, really.
No. Didn't we record yesterday?
You know what? Maybe that's why it feels like we just did this.
Yeah, I'm like, I've had too much Pat to this week. Way too much Pat. Too much nitpicks going on in the house.
Yeah, I've been in high gear on nitpicking.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get a bit more of that today. That's what I'm hoping for. actually, we've got some cool things that I hadn't noticed before in some of the things we're talking about today that you pointed out to me not long ago. And I'm like, oh God, yeah, that is so spot on. So we'll talk about that as well. Thanks to everyone in the chat. Hello, everyone, for joining us today. Hope everyone's having a lovely Saturday morning already, or whatever time it is in your neck of the woods. And also the thing we recorded yesterday, nothing top secret, we're doing another monthly episode very soon. So that should be ready in a couple of days, I reckon. And then we've got another monthly lined up, haven't we, Pat, that we've got to record pretty fast, I guess.
Yeah. I blame February, really, for all this stuff just starting to stack up upon it. It's, you know, 2 days short of a real month.
Yep.
And that just makes all the difference.
It's not a real month.
It starts getting backed up and then it doesn't work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've got a couple of chonky stories to get through today. So I think without further ado, let's get on with it. What do you say, Pat?
No, let's just sit here and continue to just have the introduction.
Let's just sit here in silence.
I think we have plenty to get into.
So, as expected, the Big Ben and Range Viper classified figures went up for pre-order on Thursday morning for Walmart's CollectorCon online event after the stunning product and dio images had been leaked by JT Prime 17 earlier in the week. The images revealed a lot more than just the figures, however, with the brand new Nightforce subteam theme for Walmart exclusives being introduced and some very fun homages hidden in the box art. We all wondered which animal was in the background for Big Ben's cover, and with clearer images appearing on the day, it was revealed to be the Corgi from that Deke episode where Cobra kidnaps the Queen, called Chunnel. Ah, Deke, never change. It also explains the actual Chunnel he is in. Lots of glowing purple crystals, which could be nods to the Captives of Cobra Sumbo episode, and a cheeky shadow tracker lurking in the foliage behind the Range Viper. All very cool. Range Viper appears to be sold out, but Big Ben is still available on Walmart online for pre-order as of this recording, so get in there if you still need to.
Absolutely. Now, this was obviously, we knew about this a little bit previously. The leaked images kind of kicked things off a little bit from JT Prime 17 and got the entire community in a buzz. And then, of course, Walmart CollectorCon kicked off and we got Big Ben and Range Viper on Hasbro Pulse for about 20 seconds as per. And then, of course, Walmart online itself. Now, I believe Big Ben is still in stock as of this morning. I did check just before we went on, and I believe it's still in stock, but Range Viper is out now. That isn't to say we won't get more, though. Walmart do often restock, don't they, Pat?
That's true. They also often don't ship the initial pre-orders, but do ship the later pre-orders when they restock. So it's all very confusing.
And by catapult from 20 miles away as well, usually they deliver them, don't they?
Right, which is why I'm really just not that fussed about pre-ordering these. They will show up and I will buy them. That's how it's going to work for me.
I also imagine them to be in store fairly abundantly as well. Like, I mean, the fact that just like recently I've just been seeing all of the releases on pegs in stores is like, okay, well, I don't think we'll have issues with this, basically, is what I'm saying. So if it is sold out right now, don't worry about it. You're probably better off, honestly, getting it when it's in store. Anyway, that is, you know, that's what happened. Walmart Collecticon kicked off, but we've got these gorgeous images to check out, Pat. First off, what are your thoughts, I guess, on both figures? Let's start with Range Viper, I guess.
Both these figures are really good. Range Viper, I think that it has all the accessories that it should have. And then I kind of like the way that they've handled the torso. That's probably the thing that stands out to me the most, is what the decisions were with that torso.
Because so if you look at the original Range Viper, it's quite basic, isn't it? It's just like a blue shirt, effectively.
Yeah, he's just wearing a blue shirt. And they've definitely done something to change things. And, you know, it's a bit of a reinterpretation, but a good one, because it has purpose. And I wonder if what we're seeing here may actually be some sort of forward sculpt for a future purpose.
Yeah, because you pointed out to me the secondary it's rocking. And you said, what do you think that would be for? And I was kind of like, I didn't really pick up on it before because I wasn't looking at the figures side by side. And when I did, I was like, oh, hang on. The original Range Viper's got like almost nothing going on the chest.
Yeah.
And then when I saw this, I'm like, and we even said to each other, we were like, you were about to say, what do you think that secondary looks like? And I was kind of like about to type it into the thing. And you said, it looks a little bit like that Resolute Duke one. And I was like, yeah, it does. Absolutely looks like the Resolute Duke secondary. So yeah, we were kind of on the same kind of thing there. Do you think we're going to get some sort of like updated Duke like that at some point?
Maybe so. I mean, even if it's not that, it kind of has the basic geometry of that on the chest.
Yes.
So, which is kind of the same basic geometry as Beachhead and some other figures as well, but it just feels like it could be some sort of forward planning for Duke or for who knows what.
That's true. Yeah, I like that thought process though. His like accessories wise, the only thing he doesn't really have is that weird like rocket launcher thing that he had.
I don't really miss that so much though.
Yeah, it's like a gray tube, isn't it? Basically, with a handle on it. I'm not too fussed. Like, he's got a decent loadout, basically, hasn't he? And you never know if they do another version of this, aka, I don't know, Skullbuster, for example, then you could probably pop something like that in there. Or, and we'll come to it a little bit later on, but if they do female Range Vipers, they could have different loadouts as well. And obviously, we'll get to that a little bit in a little while. But that's, again, I'm not saying there's anything that's been leaked. We're just going to be talking about some cool Digibash that we've seen online, but we'll get to that a little bit later on. I love the fact they've kind of redone that knife a little bit as well. That dagger is similar, but the original one, it's like, it's not as Psy-like. It's got like just like two little, like almost like ports on the hilt, rather than like that kind of tall Psy-like dagger.
Yeah, but this is so clearly an homage of what that was.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
They've made it a lot thinner. That original one is kind of thick, and I don't know. That one was reused so often in the early 2002 era that I got a little tired of it.
Yeah, totally.
But it's good. And I really like the fact that the original one, you know, he has all those bullets across his chest, but no weapon to shoot them.
Yeah.
And so this time around, they've included something that would use those.
Absolutely. And I like the fact everyone's got bullet belts in this wave. The axe is pretty cool as well. I do like that kind of little addition. I don't know if that's like a forward kind of planning as well.
Well, if he's supposed to be like a survivalist, then maybe that's actually something that would be useful for him.
Big time.
So I think that makes a lot of sense. It's a little, they're definitely separated in time, so I don't see them as ultimate enemies.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I kind of do pit the Range Vipers versus Outback.
Totally. It's survivalist versus wilderness trooper. It's 100%.
Right.
Like every idea I've had for a fun like comic story has revolved around Outback being on his own against a team of Range Vipers or something, and Skullbuster. Or Shadow Tracker now, which is kind of like I feel like the kind of leak of, not leak, but the, let's start with the reveal of Shadow Tracker and then the leaked reveal of the listings that he's going to be showing up in kind of almost makes him a pseudo leader of this Range Viper team.
Yeah, it's Skullbuster, you know, was a later idea, but I liked the design that came out. That was a good figure that came out there in 2002. And yeah, it's there's definitely some connection to be made since they're skull-faced Cobras.
Excuse me. They could even do Skullbuster as a Range Viper officer in some sort of multi-pack like they've done with the Vipers and stuff like that. So I could see them definitely visiting that particular repaint at some point.
I do kind of like him. Well, yeah, true. They could do Skullbuster eventually. I kind of think it would make sense. The purple looked good. But Shadow Tracker almost feels like he's too on his own to really be the Range Viper commander.
He's freelance. They're the military aspect, and he's just like mercenary on his own, like floating about. What about Big Ben? Because here is what like one character that you look at, and like he's sort of known, but certainly not massively popular in the Joe fandom. But then you see a figure like this, and everyone starts kind of going nuts about it. So I kind of like the fact that some of these characters are getting new life in really positive ways.
He was popular in the Deke cartoon. You know, he was used a lot in there, I think.
And yes,
I really loved the figure whenever it came out. I'm personally happy to see them dipping into some other eras.
Big
rather
time.
Than just sticking to the, you know, 82 through 86 stuff. The 25th line really focused on that. And I get it. You know, that was the age of the people that were collecting the toy line. They were probably the ones to focus upon. But
yeah,
it doesn't make sense to me to just do that all over again and to ignore the people that were collecting these as kids. And I mean, eventually, you know, the 25th line got around to doing some of these, but getting them this early and this much effort being put into them this early is nice.
Totally.
That gas mask, you have to love that.
Oh, of course. It's like, I just know there's going to be so many Eagle, SAS Eagle customs following shortly afterwards, which again, I'm all for. But yeah, really, really enjoy this figure. A few kind of questions coming through. Sorry, guys, I missed all the comments. I apologize. Sean says, it's using Outback's torso and arms, right, for Range Viper. That is correct. Yes, that is 100% Outback's arms, definitely. I imagine it's his torso as well. It's like a T-shirt body, isn't it? And then they've painted the arms black, which is genius. Chaz says, so Walmart is now getting regular line figures as exclusives and not just Night Force. It's the Night Force is the Range, and the Range Viper is the Cobra side of it, if you know what I mean. Like, it's not like Night Force Cobra, but it's like it's going to be the exclusives is effectively a theme around Night Force, and the Cobra side is obviously thematically in line with that. So when we get to the classified like leaks, the listing leaks, that'll make a little bit more sense as well. Sean says both of these will get repainted for the mainline count on it. Absolutely, definitely. Luke actually says, I don't understand the Nightforce sub-team exclusivity for Walmart. Big Ben wasn't in that team, and he looks like his original color except for darker pants, and Range Viper isn't part of any sub-team. I mean, what they're doing here is they're kind of they're adding Big Ben to the Nightforce team. And again, it's not new. They added the Battle Android Trooper to the Python Patrol. They added the Ram to the Tiger Force. So it's something that they have precedent doing. And I don't really have a problem with it. I would like to see actual classic Night Force characters show up at some point, though, wouldn't you, Pat?
Yeah, this is really kind of a weird thing to me, because I get it that they're all supposed to be part of the Night Force assortment, but the Cobras are not part of Night Force. And I was kind of thinking, well, if they're going to have a Night Force assortment, is it going to be Night Watch that they will be up against? You know, so maybe we would get some Night Watch colored figures to go against the Night Force, but that's not what it is. The Range Viper doesn't look to be any sort of sub-team figure, but to be honest, Big Ben doesn't really look like a sub team figure either. It is just weird that they're not only that they're choosing to add Big Ben to Night Force, but the fact that he just looks like the version one figure. It is weird.
Yeah, there is a deco difference across the whole figure, but yeah, it's not like significant enough for it to be like
right.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think if they
do a standard Big Ben, it's like, what's the difference going to be? His pants are going to be green instead of gray.
Well, like I said, there is deco difference across the whole figure, but yeah, it's not going to be like hugely different. I'm pretty positive you're going to get a standard deco homage to Big Ben in like the main line. I almost count on it. Yeah, same with not the same with Range Viper, because the Range Viper is effectively as it is, but you're going to get Skullbuster. I'm almost positive and certain of it, or at least that deco change up. I kind of like it because it's new, it's something different, and the fact that, like, yes, it's Night Force, but the Cobra thing isn't necessarily a sub team. It's just themed around night, darkness, intimidation, that kind of thing. And if you look at what's been leaked, when we get to it, you've got things like Shadow Tracker, which makes sense also. Like, it's dark, it's murky, it's like, it's, you know, something you'd expect to be fighting in those conditions with Night Force, you know. Same with the Range Vipers, that intimidation, everything's really murky and dark and scary and terrifying. The fact that you've got a zombie-based character in there as well. So thematically, it's like who Night Force are fighting against is a theme. It's not necessarily a sub-team that they've created. But again, like, I think it opens the doors to get like mainline regular standard characters done that might not necessarily have seen the light of day. I don't know, in the regular line. I don't know really, but that's, I don't have an issue with it at all. I'm kind of excited to see what else comes. These aren't the only figures we're getting. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're going to have, you know, we've got like minimum, what, eight figures, let's say, from the retro line, but this is going to be more popular.
I think so too. I think these are going to be some really popular figures. I don't know if they do a mainline Big Ben. I think they're going to have to make him not look like the original figure, because really the way he looked in the Deke cartoon, it was a much different shade of green than what the figure was.
Oh, it's crazy different.
Yeah, if they went with that, I could see them doing another Big Ben, but if they release a Big Ben that is just straight up like just, the original figure in colors, yeah, it's going to be his pants and his gloves for the most part that'll be different. The rest of it will pretty much look like this. So I don't know if they can get away with doing that, to be honest.
We shall see, I guess. We'll see what they do. Because I do expect I do genuinely expect a repaint of Big Ben at some point.
This is kind of in line, though, with there are plenty of 2002 and onward Big Bens as well. I just don't expect those, since they were just, you know, creative colors at the time.
Yeah, you're not expecting the International Heroes one or the International Mail Away color.
No, that's true. There's that one as well.
That's bonkers, isn't it? I love that. Or I would actually be down one. For that. I'd be down. Yes, 100%. 100%. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you never know. I could see them, especially with the whole Arctic theme that's going in some of the reveals at the moment with Snowjob. They've revealed by name only the Snow Serpents. You've got the Arctic Bat, which snuck out in the background of his images. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw an Arctic Big Ben, you know. That would be freaking awesome.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad. That would be something very different from this.
Let's hope they do that. Andrew Clark, thank you for the super chat. It doesn't actually contain anything, any content. So I'm not sure if you actually meant to put something in there or if you just want to make that comment again without the super chat and I'll put it up on screen, but thank you very much. We really appreciate that. Thank you very much. We should probably actually go through, because there's loads of images to look at. We're 20 minutes in. How do I do this every time, Pat? Now we get the packaging and a few call outs. So we are seeing the same thematic formulaic structure visually now going through the line. That is something they haven't actually discussed yet, believe it or not. How crazy is that? It's like the biggest elephant in the room ever, and all of a sudden we've got different packaging and no one says anything about it. But here we go. We've got the kind of same kind of style packaging. Does that make you a little bit happier that they're keeping that going with the numbers and the design so it fits in with everything else?
Honestly, the number, like, I kind of don't care. The numbers for me, the numbers for me got messed up right from the beginning whenever they would do different size, majorly different size boxes. I can't just put all of them in a row anyway.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't bother me. I'm still curious to see how this new package design looks according to the sizes of the other ones that exist. Like, this is another package change in addition to the one that we just recently got. I do think that you were right. They're probably the same. I wasn't that attached to having the different art on all the boxes anyway. That for me just wasn't working. So yeah. I'd rather have something more like this probably than
yeah, what totally. Andrew was just testing out the feature. So thank you for the accidental super chat, Andrew. If you want to take it back, I'm sure you can. But thank you anyway, dude. If I think there's a, I might be able to refund you. I don't know how it works. Thank you anyway. We really appreciate it. The few people are actually saying they really like it. Sean says, I really like this version of windowless packaging. Love the new box design, says Mark Bradley. Meeting at halfway kind of situation in a sense, isn't it? Like showing the figure as it would be more prominently, but in a kind of artistic style is kind of cool. Lots of little call outs on these ones. We've got an interesting, this is something that, again, I don't think, We haven't really discussed it or talked about it, but especially on the cover for the Range Viper, excuse me, you've got this like little waterfall in the background with kind of purple water in it. And then you've got some crystals in front of them that they're in the water in front of them. And then you've got the purple crystals in the mine from the ceiling as well in Big Ben's kind of shot. Now, obviously, we know we'll be talking about it in a second, but in the classified leak listings, we've got the zombie Viper. We've got a zombie-like character, should we say. Now, do you think that's got something to do with the narrative? Do you think this purple crystal kind of scenario, even though a few people were saying Captives of Cobra homage, which it could be, do you think that's got something to do with this zombie aspect that they might be bringing into this Night Force theme?
I don't know. It could just be some way that they are trying to tie all the Walmart stuff together in order to make sure that people visually can see all of it belongs together, because you're not going to put the Night Force logo on the Cobras, thankfully. Yep. But the line does feel, I don't know. I'm also looking at what they're currently doing on the Transformer side of things with Walmart. And there's an entire toxic theme going on with this stuff that was just leaked and shown and put up for pre-order actually by now, but they were not also not all characters that had originally been associated with anything toxic. So they've kind of picked a theme, and that's going to be the theme. And some of the characters will be legacy ones that fit with that. And some of them will just kind of be put in there, but trying to tie all of it together, I think, makes sense with something visual on the package.
Mm.
They're not going to actually say Night Force. So to be honest, I would expect these purple crystals to be on most of the Walmart stuff, but maybe I'm wrong and it's just going to be these two.
That would be, I think you're probably spot on there, mate. I think we're probably going to see that running throughout, and it'll be the narrative that ties it all together, I should assume. Okay. I love the fact on the Big Ben car that it turned out to be the Corgi from that Channel episode. Yeah. I think that's great shout out to Deke as well, kind of like brings that into the classified series a little bit. Maybe for the first time, is that the first Deke we've had inserted into the classified series? I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. Pat has to take a drink. Terrible.
I had to refresh myself after that.
I need to clean myself after that. Pours the drink all over his head. There we go.
This seems to be the first that we're seeing any sort of Deke picks show up within the line.
Calm yourself. Deek peeks.
But I hope it continues. Because I did enjoy that series. I did not, I've said many times that I did not have the Sunbow run. So for me, that was the first time seeing a lot of Sunbow episodes. I would be holding the rabbit ears up for half an hour to watch the Deke series. And some Amazing. On some days they aired an old Sunbow episode. So the ones that did not show up on VHS for me to rent and were not the one of the two original miniseries, that was the first way that I saw some of the Sunbow series.
Sorry, I just had to gather myself for a second there. Talking show. First Deke, please, Chris, this is a family-friendly show. Yes, it is, Mark. Now Pat is at it, says Talking Joe. Ryan says, great, Chris is talking Deke insertions and Pat is talking Deke picks. Amazing. Ed says, okay, let's all graduate from the second grade, guys. Yeah, true. Apologies. That is a good point, Ed. Sorry. There's a question there. There's an actual decent question from Jeffrey. When do these teams do you think they should come up with different weapons to spice it up other than just a straight up repackage with new paint? These aren't they, Pat? Do you get that question?
When do they do these teams? Do you think they should come up with different weapons to spice up other than just straight up? Oh yeah, I see what you mean. I think I see what he means. Rather than just doing like a new deco on figures, like maybe some of the ones that are coming out should have different accessories. That's not a bad idea. I think some of the accessories are definitely associated with the character. And when you're dealing with something like Outback, who has the vintage figure, I wouldn't want one of them to not have the accessories associated with the vintage character. But if they're doing a new theme, there are definitely some of those target figures. Like I'm thinking about Roadblock, could have had different accessories than the mainline figure. But
yeah,
I don't think that's something that they should just assume that they're reusing. That's a good idea to change it up. Maybe even add some value to some of them and put something in there that we haven't gotten before.
Yeah, so I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I think if you're going to do a repaint, you need to spice it up in some direction. And the accessories is a perfect way to do that, definitely. Travis says it's too early for this, y'all. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. It is way too early for this. Viper Scout says, I remember when Operation Dragonfire aired, I had to rush home after school to catch the last 15 minutes. Oh, man. That happened so many times where I'd be flicking through channels and there'd be an episode that was like towards the end. And I'd be so excited just to get like 5 minutes of an episode. Just like, oh, this is so cool. Because it was always on like it wasn't like on TV in the UK until like the very late 90s. When it was on, I remember on like being on like 6 a.m. on Cartoon Network or one of those channels got it. It would have been early 2000s possibly as well. So like I was already too old. But I just remember it like getting up really early just to watch like the same episode they'd aired for like, you know, for like 3 days running. It was tough. It was difficult. But thankfully, we had the VHS episodes too. Right. No more Deke talk. Apologies for that. Luke says, Big Ben's rifle has two barrels. That's interesting and new. Yeah, it is, isn't it? We'll get to that maybe with some of the images. Thanks, Luke. So we've got the back of the boxes here. And we do see that we knew that Big Ben had the Union flag. You will say the Union Jack, even though technically it's called the Union Jack when it's raised on a boat. But he's got the flag on his arm, patch. And we saw that obviously from the renders and from everything else. So we knew that was coming. But the other one I didn't quite see. And then obviously on the back shot there, you've got like the kind of patch shown off really closely, and it looks like, can you see that, Pat?
Not quite. What do we got going on here?
So you've got like the kind of griffin holding a flame in front of maybe a globe. Someone's going to have to tell me the significance of that image, because I do not... Obviously, I recognize that the griffin has been used in a lot of British kind of, you know, stuff. But I'm not 100% sure what that specific reference is. Is that, that was that on his original figure? I don't remember.
No, that was not on his original figure. I wonder if that's... Is that some sort of updated SAS kind of thing?
Oh, you know, it could be. I don't know. I'm gonna have to look now. What is it, guys? Does anyone know? I thought the patch was the Corgi again. Genius. So I had to put that on screen. That's that funny. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Tac Tac Toys with Film, for the super chat, and also Deek Peaks. Thank you very much, Deek Peaks. Deek Peaks, I should say, is what it should be pronounced as. Thank you, Tac Tac. Much appreciated. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I'm gonna do a quick search on SAS logo.
Yeah, I wish that I'd thought about. I did a search for Griffin SAS.
No, I'm gonna do British Griffin and see what comes up. I feel bad for not knowing. I do recognize it, but only because the Griffin has been used in lots of things like that. You know, British Griffin logo. Let's see what comes up. The Vauxhall logo comes up, the car logo. Genius. That's probably why I recognize it.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of wonder if they plan on tying some characters together with that logo.
Ben is in Gryffindor. Genius. Jeffrey says it may be a play off the Action Force patch. Yeah, but I don't really see anything in there that's kind of like that. British Special Forces. Thank you, Jeffrey. So it's just British Special Forces, clearly. Here we go. Let's see what comes up. Because I should have done this beforehand, but I didn't actually zoom in on the image in the first place. British Special Forces logo. Maybe it is like a redesign on it, unless I'm just not seeing it, because I'm not seeing anything that looks like that at all. Obviously, I think it might just be like a little play. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, hopefully someone will know at some point and let us know. But anyway, that's by the by. He's got two cool little tampos on him, and I guess we're going to be like looking for ages to find out what that's all about. But if we do find it, I will post an image online that has the two side by side and say, we found it. If it might already have been found, people may already have been talking about it, but I haven't seen that really discussed yet.
Maybe they will release an eagle and they want to make sure you know that these guys have worked together without saying SAS, because they can't do that now.
That would be dope, man. If that actually would be amazing, wouldn't it? If they did an eagle figure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't really dawn on me that could be the case with the alternate head. I just thought it was to kind of, you know, get you as close as possible to it, like an homage. But I didn't even think about that. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I would enjoy that. I think that he's one of the Action Force characters that would have been nice to have had redone in an O-ring format as well.
A lot of people are saying it's, this is what I'm thinking, that it is a redesign to avoid copyright infringement or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, like people are saying it could just be a safe version of the Special Forces logo, like Gung Ho's tattoo. It could very well be, but like I look at the Special Forces logos and stuff and none of them really vibe anywhere near it. So yeah, cool. There's so many more images. We just rinse through these. And then we've got these beautiful product images, Pat, of the Range Viper. Again, I think... when you see them like this, it definitely makes sense in my head for Cobra thematically for the line. I think they're not a sub team as such, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that, because it's not like Walmart were kicking out sub teams retro figures. You know, they were just retro figures. So yeah. I kind of, you know, I get that you're going to have, it's going to be difficult when there aren't mirror image opposition.
Yeah, and I think it may be difficult for them to stick to sub teams. Like if you have the main line, And then you have Target, all the Target stuff is a sub team, and all the Walmart stuff is a sub team. I don't know. It would be difficult to find spots for these figures. And then it's just going to feel like too many repaints, I think.
Big time. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's going to definitely balance all that out a little bit. The RAF have a Griffin on their sigil, says Ed. Yeah, sweet. I should have known that, really, considering my dad was in the Royal Air Force. What a missed opportunity that was. Shout out to my dad and mom and all of the fam, of course. Range Vipers, again, in these shots just look awesome. The dire shots, mate, get better every time. Like, every time they do a new set of dire shots, I'm just like, come on. Like, I thought the torpedo ones were sensational, and then these drop, and I'm like, oh, damn. Have any been, like, kind of tickling your fancy?
the pictures?
Yeah, like the general dio pics. Any specific characters over the last few years or so that they've revealed with dios?
Oh, I've just in general enjoyed all the dio pics that they've been coming up with. I think that's one of the... I appreciate the fact that they realize that that's something that the fandom is doing, is taking, you know, figure photography is a big part of the hobby now.
Yeah.
And they're kind of joining in and tossing in some of their own ideas by doing this. I think that it's a huge plus.
And then we also see here the dagger in the belt, which is nice, because obviously the dagger previously, you could kind of wedge it in the backpack in that gap, couldn't you?
Yeah.
but it didn't really
have an official spot, that's for sure. And yeah, the backpack was huge. They've almost not made the backpack bigger, and now it fits the figure.
They just use the same backpack, is that what you're saying? Just redeco, stick on his back, it's the perfect size. the brains are helmets, Chaz, yeah. It wouldn't take a bit of genius to figure out how to take them out if their brains are exposed. You're right there. You just need a night spotter, right, Pat?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I would. Yeah. It's all intimidation tactics, Chaz, 100%. Jeremy says, so I just got here. Is this Pat or Bizarro World Tap? I think this is Pat today. What would you say, Pat?
I'm enjoying everything. So it's Pat is back.
He's enjoying everything. Everyone was hoping to get a nitpick helmet on today, and it hasn't happened yet. And then, of course, Big Ben. Just, again, storage on for all of his gear on the back there as well, like the magazine, the silencer or the suppressor kind of slots in there. So that's nice to see that, again, we've got a lot of storage options going on.
Yeah, that looks really good. That looks really good.
He looks great. And I love him.
The photography is also able to show off the features of the figure.
Big time. Big time. And that's stuff that you're kind of umming and erring about until you see these images. It's kind of like you see like maybe a shot from the digital render, but you have no idea if there is any storage or anything like that. So yeah, these pictures do that. I love the shots with his gas mask on. Just so cool. And there's a couple more here. Look at that. Look at that. It's like he just dropped a massive fart or a gas grenade in order to make it worth wearing his gas mask.
Yeah, there's no way that this isn't an homage to those original Action Force figures. Like the SAS connection of the character, and then, that's definitely what they have going on here, and I love it.
Yeah, big time. Love, love, love this figure. Now, this little kit bash popped up courtesy of Warg Rider on Twitter. Excuse me. A lot of people, I think, were thinking it was an actual leaked reveal or something, but it wasn't. It was, if you go on Warg Rider's Twitter feed, he does loads of these really cool digi bashes. And effectively, this is, the female trooper, the Cobra trooper that he's used the body for. And then obviously kind of manipulated the Range Viper helmet, excuse me, and changed the deco, which is really awesome. But I'd be all over this, wouldn't you?
For sure. I think that this one would be, the fact that this is getting such a positive reaction makes you wonder if Hasbro should just consider making it, as is.
I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it, where if, you know, like, you know, you do. I did a redeco of Duke when he first came out as Tiger Force Duke, and lo and behold, it happened. It wasn't because of me. It was because that is a very obvious and clear avenue to re-release that figure.
Right.
This isn't necessarily as clear and obvious. So, but it's when you see it like this, it's kind of like, oh, maybe it is this simple. And it would just require like a new head sculpt. And then everything else is pretty much just there.
Yeah, I would like to see some sort of pairing. I mean, maybe a two-pack with Ambush would be good.
Oh, dude. Because you could make... hang on. We're getting ahead of ourselves to that monthly episode already. I think I almost did then. But you could have Ambush like Nightforce Ambush and join the team, considering we're having new characters join sub-teams now. And Eevee could be the, you know, the Walmart Cobra alternative kind of figure.
Yeah, you could. Or just a special release. I don't know. I looking at this, I hope that we do get this or something like it eventually. Maybe even an Eevee and Skullbuster 2-pack.
Oh, yeah. That's a good shout.
I mean, Skullbuster's colors aren't entirely unlike this, because the figure that got released did have purple in it, and it seemed to be almost referencing the cartoon.
Yeah, in my head, I felt like it was they did the Skullbuster repaint based on the Eevee deco.
Yeah, well, the earlier Skullbuster figures that were showing up, instead of being purple, they were blue. But then they changed it to purple, and it seemed to be deliberate to me.
Yeah. Because you have to separate them a little bit as well, don't you? That Skullbuster has to be, if he's the head of the team, there has to be a difference in deco, 100%.
Yeah.
And again, this did get a very positive reaction. A lot of people were saying, oh, hell yeah, 100%, let's do this. Neil Hill says, 2-pack with Jungle Viper. Would you be into that, Pat?
I would. I wasn't really making the Wilderness Trooper and Jungle Trooper connection, but yeah. Jungle Viper, it also seems like that would be one that would fit with the Walmart theme.
Or Jungle Bat.
Yeah, of characters that are kind of battling at night.
We could do with another bat, I think. we've only had two this week, haven't we? Honestly. Standard. Python Patrol, Crimson, and now this cheeky Arctic one, which we assume is going to be popping out eventually. But then again, that figure could be repainted a trillion times and people are all over it, aren't they?
Yeah. Space them out, though, I think is a good idea. I don't want all the bats all at once.
Star Brigade, space them out.
Sure. Yeah. It would be huge. Can you imagine a chunk, like how big an Armor Tech classified series figure could be?
That would be a very fun and awesome deluxe figure, wouldn't it? With like different parts that you could take off and move around and change.
Yeah, I think I'd pick Robo Joe or Bat would probably be the ones that I would want. Or Destro. Yeah, I could see myself enjoying one of those.
Yeah, that'd be great, I think. Dreadnought Bat, says Neil. And that's something that we were discussing, weren't we, Pat, a couple of days ago, how cool a Dreadnought Bat would be. And you'd have to have it like almost like very... do it yourself, a little bit wonky, like spray paint on it, you know, like graffiti and stuff, like just like make it look a little bit rough, wouldn't you? But that would be so awesome.
Yeah, like maybe the Dreadnoughts just took the bats that were destroyed and repaired them for their own use.
That's actually even better than I was thinking. I was just thinking they had them in storage but didn't like use them for years, and they're all like messed up and everything. But that's even better. Like they just scour they just grab all of the parts and fuse them together. So there'd be ones that are just like the half body dragging their little trailed innards along with them, kind of thing. How cool would that be?
Yeah, they could do a lot. It'd be fun.
Okay, enough of that then. But anyway, that is the Walmart Collecticon, and then of course this Digibash, this very awesome custom Digibash by Wargrider for this very cool Range Viper Eevee, I think people would love this as a figure. So I just want to make that very clear, guys. Wargrider does amazing things with custom Digibashes. Actually, go on this page. He's already done, what was it, the Covergirl Tiger Force one was really good. I thought that was pretty dope as well. And he also did the Python Patrol Crimson Guard before that was revealed. So that's awesome. So you never know. Maybe this could be on the cards. That would be freaking awesome. Anyway, next up, and the last news item of the day, even though we're 45 minutes in, how do we manage it? How do we do it? I have no idea.
I don't know, this there hasn't been a lot of news that we've talked about, but the pictures are just so fun to look at.
Totally. Anyway, next up.
Just when you thought the pipes had been fixed, leaks started a springing again. An eBay listing in Taiwan gave us our first leak of the day, with Target exclusive Tiger Force Dusty. This one does make a lot of sense and will probably join the Python Crimson Guard as a sort of wave coming soon for Target, of course. Nothing official just yet, but these listings rarely lie. If that wasn't enough, an entire batch of Walmart exclusive listings made the rounds, found in the Big Dub's own internal system. These gave us a little more insight into the new Night Force themed exclusive range, including Big Ben and the Range Vipers, but then also Night Force Shooter, an Alley Viper redeco, a Zombie Viper in quotation marks, Shadow Tracker, who we had seen revealed in digital render form last week, but now we know is a Walmart exclusive and was more than likely teased in the background of Range Vipers artwork. It all makes sense now. Finishing the lineup of listings were two, as of right now, unknown characters, Tennyson, a new Joe and likely the internal code word, not their actual character name, and Chekhov, a Night Force Joe redeco, which could mean any number of already released figures joining the crew. Outback is a strong contender, although having two versions out currently might mean they go in another direction. Falcon is another option if they go vintage inspired, but I was hoping for them to give us a new head sculpt by then, but we shall see, of course. Tunnel Rat could also be there, as he was only recently revealed in his standard deco as a digital render last week. It's an interesting and very exciting list for sure. I cannot wait to see the new Joe character being introduced into the Classified series, which just reminds me that we haven't seen Mole Rats yet. Hopefully we will get to see those very soon. As I mentioned previously, these listings aren't official until we see the Hasbro reveals, etc., but they have rarely been incorrect so far. I do expect some details to be cleared up eventually, including what Alley Viper deco we are getting. They have made some cool choices for the Cobra side so far in this Night Force theme. Zombies also add that little bit of sci-fi and terrifying horror, which we have already seen in those Range Viper images.
Yes, so this is leaked classified listings, lots of them, mainly for Target and Walmart. The Target one is an interesting one here, Pat. We'll start with that first. Tiger Force Dusty, sort of. We were joking a second ago because it's listed as Python Patrol Dusty. How funny would it be if they did that? They gave Dusty the Python Patrol deco and it, as an homage to the traitor episode.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably Tiger Force Dusty.
Of course. And this one, we knew the leaked listings a while back. We had the Python Patrol Crimson Guard leak listing, and there was another one with it. I'm not sure if you guys remember that. I forget the names now. It was like, I've completely forgotten them, because this is the problem. There's so many of them all the time. Anyway, there were two listings for Target exclusives. A lot of people were kind of umming and erring on what it could be. It looks very likely that it's going to be Dusty, Tiger Force Dusty. So that was the first leak, and that kind of, like, you know, that makes sense, and it's one that could be cool. Now, do you think it's going to be Dusty, Pat, or do you think they might do a club thing and pull a Felino on us?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, no, I think it's going to be Dusty.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah,
be.
It was kind of weird for the club to have. Yeah, what sometimes the South American figures that are not new characters and are new characters, I wasn't really sure what to expect from the club. And that was one of the ones I just expected that to be Dusty, but then they went with somebody else for I forget which reason it was at the time.
I don't recall there being a reason other than I think they were just homaging the Felino character, weren't they? Because I remember that was during the Springfield con, wasn't it, with the Tiger Force kind of exclusives.
Yeah, I thought though that I could swear that the pre-production information was that it was Dusty.
Interesting.
They changed it for some reason.
That's interesting. I don't think I ever heard about that. Interesting. Yeah, I like that. Okay, cool. Well, that's Dusty and a pretty safe bet and very likely to happen. It's a, you know, the classic thing that you expect to with the Target exclusives. Next up then, we had a bevy of Walmart exclusives. That's what WES means, by the way, guys. So WES, when you see on these listings, effectively means Walmart exclusive. I don't know if that's what it stands for, but in fact, I don't know what it stands for. I just know that WES means Walmart exclusive. It might be as basic as the fact that it's Walmart exclusive series. I don't know, but I say that, but then you look at Target and it's, I think THR is the designation that it's given. Target. Hello.
Range.
Target Hello range. Yeah. Target House range. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, that's what it means. So when you see Wes, you can, you know, it's Walmart exclusive. Anyway, we already knew about the Range Viper. We knew about Big Ben. We've seen them. They're out for pre-order, et cetera, et cetera. Night Force Shooter. So we're getting yet another character who technically, you could argue though, Pat, is in Night Force, right? So it's a tenuous link, but think about it, right? Shooter came up in that three-pack in the 50th anniversary with Falcon in black and Outback in all black as a Special Forces three-pack. Yeah. I assume it was a Night Force homage in a sense to do something very basic, but also be a Night Force homage. So would you argue that Night Force Shooter could very well be in that?
Yeah, I think that the color that they're probably going with, that they're looking at what exists and are just kind of fitting it in again. I remember when that three pack came out, it just from memory, it feels like that should have been a Night Force set and wasn't.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people even refer to it as the Night Force set, but it's not that way on the package. And it's almost like they wanted to go halfway between Night Force and Wolf Squad at the time.
Yeah.
So they're not Wolf Squad figures, nor are they really Night Force figures. But I do think it's important to remember that we didn't ever get the standard shooter, which would have been in green. That pictures of the art for her showed up online. So we know that that was a color that existed and was considered, but then they went with an entire themed set that we never ended up getting that original shooter.
That makes me think that they've added her to the Night Force team in all black in just so we can get a redeco of her later on. That just kind of makes some sense in that way.
I like the fact that they're not treating the black outfit as her standard look, because she should have I guess she could be wearing black in 1982. But in order to feel part of that original team, it feels like just Snake Eyes wears the all black and totally wearing green.
Totally. And I think that will be I think that is generally what you're saying there. I think that is the track that they're probably on in terms of idea of how to kind of like, you know, use her and then get her again like later on. As well as a shooter on the list, we have the Alley Viper redeco. Doesn't say what redeco it is, so I put a few on there. There's also the blue and the kind of blue and black. There's loads. There are actually loads of Alley Viper redecos, but they're all, you know, some of them have, you know, kind of sit in the similar kind of space. Some of them are obviously very different. And I thought these ones were some good options to maybe go with. The yellow and black would be a cool one, but I think I would prefer the yellow and black to be done on a new version of Alley Viper, like with new molded different things, because I feel like it's very, very different to the original Alley Viper.
I agree. A lot of people look at it and don't realize that it's a different, that the head was resculpted. You know, it has like those fang things sticking up on the bottom jaw to go along with the newly sculpted faceplate. Like that's actually different. The torso is different. It is a much different figure, even though it looks like it's, you know, just him with slightly different equipment. It's a very different sculpt.
I was just going to say, do you think red and black might be more appropriate as a repaint?
I don't know. Obviously, the blue, I love it whenever Cobra Troopers end up having a redeco in blue, because it just fits with the Cobra theme.
Yeah.
As far as vintage ones go, I would prefer the yellow and black to the orange and blue. But as you said, I would almost like it if they waited a little while and made sure that they actually changed up the sculpt before giving us that one.
I genuinely have a very strong feeling that it probably won't be the yellow and black one. But yeah, in terms of doing graphics, it's just easier to find something that looks like that.
Right.
So that was the only reason I went with the yellow and black at all on this one. But in personal feelings, I think it's going to be something closer to either red or blue, like you're saying. But anyway, oh, Leon says red could put him in the Crimson Army. That's actually quite an interesting thought there. A Crimson Alley Viper. It's getting ridiculous now, isn't it? It's like everything's going to be crimson at some point. But yeah, I think blue is a good shout as well. Yeah, and I think some people are saying, I'm probably going to use the Redeco as an Alley Viper commander. Some people have said that Alley Viper officer says max blue as well. So yeah, a lot of people kind of saying that as well. That's really a good point, very interesting one to make. So that's cool. Now, if you look at, you know, Night Force shooter makes sense to join the Night Force to a degree, yeah. I think, right? Officially join Night Force, because at the moment, like I said, it feels like a tenuous link, but I feel like the link is there. It's more of, I think shooter is more appropriate for Night Force than Big Ben is what I'm saying.
Yes, I totally agree. It feels like we considered her more a part of Night Force, even though she wasn't already.
Yeah. Alley Viper, we're back with the intimidation angle. So it kind of makes sense that Walmart are going with these kind of scary, intimidating characters, which could bring us back, Pat, to the yellow and black version, which I would argue has probably a more intimidating mask.
I don't know. The yellow is just so light, though, that I don't know if it's going to fit that dark team theme. But then again, the Range Viper does have some pretty bright blue on him. And I like that color of blue for the figure.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, so, isn't it?
Yeah, this could fit. I don't know. I'm curious to see what they go with. To be honest, the original Alley Viper, I do hope they change it up. This might be a good example of what was suggested earlier, that maybe we change up some accessories. Because opening up that first Alley Viper, I prefer the 25th one. Or I guess it isn't 25th. It's Cobra Island.
Right.
But it just had so many more features on it, it felt like, that I would like to see them redo, not completely redo the Alley Viper, but whenever they revisit it, try to infuse a little more on the accessory half of things.
Yeah, no, I can deal with you on that one 100%. Excuse me. Yes, and I think for a redeco, which is clearly just means they're going to redeco the figure we've got, I think the red and then again also the blue, I think those make more sense than redecoing in yellow and black. But again, probably does fit a nice kind of dark Night Force angle as a villain, I guess, as a bad guy. On top of that, Zombie Viper in quotation marks. So I guess it's not necessary. It might not be something that is as direct as a Zombie Viper. And that's why it's kind of like, there's a zombie aspect to it, maybe. And that made me think, ooh, I wonder if we might revisit, I know it's a bit bonkers in color, but I wonder if we might revisit something like the Toxo Vipers and the Toxo Zombies, because you look at the narrative that we can see visually, and you've got that purple water and the crystals on the card backs, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if that is insinuating that we're going to get like a lead-in narrative-wise, to Eco Warriors.
That would be really interesting. I mean, if they did do Eco Warriors, it would match the toxic stuff that they're doing for Transformers. It would just be all toxic G.I. Joes and Transformers on the shelves at Walmart. But we're just starting this, so it would be that would be cool. I would like to have the Eco Warriors, but that would be, you know, pretty far down the line. We'd be talking like at least another year or two. Yeah. I mean, how long do you think this theme is going to last? How long has the Tiger Force theme been around at Target?
I think we're coming up to, well, and because of you throwing delays and stuff, you're talking almost, this is going to be the third year, I believe, right?
Is it? It feels so long because we have our
reveals
and then the actual moment whenever it comes out. It should be counting like release to release rather than leaked information to final release.
We're in the second year now, aren't we? So we would be, I think by the end of this year, that would be 2 years, I think, of Target exclusive.
And the retro Walmart stuff lasted 2 years too, didn't it?
Yeah, but there were more figures, I think, that came out with the retro Walmart stuff. And I think they extended the Tiger Force theme because of the delays as well. So I think we're going to get more anyway.
Okay. Yeah, there's just a lot of Tiger Force to get to, though, as well. So
there is, but they also said hold out on that. They are. Lenny also mentioned in an interview we did a while back. By the way, we're in talks to do another interview very soon. There doesn't seem to be another one of those Q&A roundtables that they've usually have after live events, but we are in talks to do an interview with Emily and Lenny in the near future. So hopefully we'll get to be able to talk about all this stuff and get a few more, like, you know, bits of information about everything. Don't know when that will be yet, but it's in the process of happening. Now, the thing I was going to say, yeah, Lenny's mentioned in an interview, a number of interviews ago, that if, like, they finish the theme with Tiger Force and Target, it doesn't mean we wouldn't see more Tiger Force in the main line. And we've seen that with Mad Marauders Barbecue popping up in, you know, so sub-teams can happen in the main line effectively. So I don't think it would be the end. And I think it would actually be, now they're doing five-figure waves, you could pop a Tiger Force one in there every other wave.
Yeah,
you know, do you know what I mean? Like going forward, and I think you'd end up, you know, fairly close to getting a decent amount of Tiger Force figures done.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing, because I wouldn't want to see them have to force whatever they, you know, in order to get out all the classic Night Force characters that people want. It'd be a shame to have to force them into the time frame of the Walmart exclusive
15 figure box set.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would suggest with that, I wouldn't worry too much that we're not going to get these figures eventually, because I think we would get them eventually.
Do you think maybe this is like a Night of the Living Dead kind of concept, where they've got the zombie and it's the night theme going on?
100%. Yeah, I think there's definitely the terror and the horror and the sci-fi-ish kind of vibe kind of pumping through this particular theme. I think it's going to be... it's going to be very, like, you can see it thematically. Like, it's going to be all the dark, crazy, scary, intimidating things. And zombies for G.I. Joe definitely fits that. And I think, yeah, I think we're definitely going to be getting something like that narrative throughout. So I think you can, like, expect things like, I'm trying to think of all the really scary, like, figures and stuff out there. Like, personally, for me, I feel like I don't want to go into it too much, because we talk about this on the next monthly episode, don't we? And I don't want to kind of give away our thought process on a lot of this thing. So I'll stop there. Just think of, like, scary, crazy characters that you could kind of, like, put into this.
I think Diecast Nick has a good question. Are these actual zombies, or has someone poured toxic waste on them? Maybe we should be clear on what this was originally. The Toxo Vipers had the mention of the Leaky Soup Brigade is what they were called on the original figure, and then when they did the Eco Warriors Toxo Viper, they re-released him as Zombie Viper. But I think the idea there was just that it was a trooper that had been
exposed
to toxic stuff, so he was, you know, a very ill human. And then the later one, there was an entire theme of this material Compound called Z. Compound Z, that Cobra could use to turn
Outback's hair white.
Well, right.
Sorry, that was a little side
story, wasn't it? The Compound Z, I never really was clear on whether or not the people were supposed to be reanimated, or if they were supposed to just be also kind of a toxic thing going on. It wasn't real clear, but it was a MacGuffin thing that existed in the Pursuit of Cobra line, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and also...
And the 30th, I should say.
I've got to say, the Zombie Viper was a great idea. I loved the extra accessories that came with it, like the helmet and then the Compound Z elements that you plug into the back to, like, make it look like it was pumping in, like, you know, Bane style. I really, really did think it was a cool idea and a really awesome little figure. And it was very popular at the time. And I would say that they really didn't delve into Compound Z enough. Like, I think they could have really done some cool stuff with that, and it's a shame that it kind of, like, fizzled out the way it did. But the club picked it up, didn't they? And we got kind of that storyline where Outback, who was a different version with, like, basically Snow Job, but, you know, with the t-shirt and etc etc, they kind of had him in the storyline get bitten, but then he was able to be brought back, and that's what made his hair turn white, and then he's in Tiger Force. So they did that whole narrative And I really like that. I thought that's a great way of getting Outback's hair white really quickly.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they had included that in the narrative. I don't think I remember. I don't know if I even knew that at the time.
Yeah, that was what they went with. And I remember in the comic, the magazine, in one of the back comics when they introduced Tiger Force Outback, it was mentioned that his hair, what happened to your hair? And he's like, it's a long story or something along those lines. So yeah, it was kind of fun.
There was supposed to be an entire subset of blind bags, or not blind bags, it was blind boxes of figures that was shown in a concept series case, I think at JoeCon in 2010.
Yep.
And it was, you know, all kinds of
Zombie Steel Brigade
characters. Yeah, Zombie Steel Brigade, Zombie Storm Shadow and Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
And a bunch of troopers, like some of them that we've not really had before or seen since. And so that's worth looking up. They really could be picking anything from any of that in order to make this.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Now, next up, Night Force. And this is for the new Joe Night Force deco. So they know it's a Night Force redeco of a character that exists, right? Now, that could be any character, actually. It doesn't, that exists in the Classified series. On the Joe team. So, you know, it could be blooming Night Force Sarge. It could be Night Force, I don't know, anybody that isn't in Night Force necessarily. But what I've done is I've kind of broken down some of the options where we've got precedent of characters in the Night Force. From the vintage era, you're looking at Falcon, Outback, and of course Tunnel Rat, who has been revealed as a digital render, although isn't out as a figure. I still kind of think probably fits this list, would you say, Pat?
Yeah.
So, I mean, these three are the main options. I would probably say they might veer away from Outback because we've got regular Outback and Tiger Force Outback already. Falcon, would you prefer they didn't do that just so that we could get a new head? Or maybe they have got a new head?
It's a tough one, personally, isn't it? I prefer that they stay away from him until they can really do a lot to overhaul that figure. I would say keep the backpack, and it's not just the head. Like, I think that the head distracts us from the fact that I would like to have the flashlight on the leg. There's a lot of details that I would like to see on that figure that aren't there personally.
Yeah.
But if it was just a new head, it would obviously be a major improvement over what exists.
Major improvement.
Yeah. So sure. Maybe, but honestly, if that's what it's going to be, I would like the figure to be revealed right away. Because if we had a listing for Night Force Falcon, I would hate the anticipation of seeing whether or not they are going to change that head.
Yeah. Ryan says money on Night Force Ice Cream Soldier. Genius. Absolute genius. Max, why is Night Force Psycout not in discussion? Well, we're talking at the moment currently about figures that have been released in the Classified series, or we know about, that could be done as Night Force characters. And obviously Psycout hasn't been released as a Classified figure yet. But that is another topic of conversation in the future when more Night Force figures come out. But we know for a fact that in the listing, it is a Night Force Joe redeco, which means a redeco of the figure that already exists in the line. I hope that makes sense. That's why we're saying that, by the way. Also, though, we've got these. So these are the kind of lesser, you know, not necessarily like the later releases of Night Force, but also some of them are different, like completely. So would it make sense to have like the Duke that we know in this deco? I don't know. But obviously we've got Duke as a Night Force character. Beachhead, which would be kind of cool because that figure does exist in the line, and I could see them doing a Beachhead Night Force figure. Flint is another one, and Roadblock. So these all kind of make sense to be redecos, would you say, Pat?
Yeah, all of them do make sense. I kind of wonder if they would work in any of this like secondary Night Force colors that were from the Toys R Us set. They probably would just make those characters fit the original theme.
This reminds me of that conversation we had about Python Patrol, where it was like, you know, you get like the vintage era of Python Patrol, the first one, that's the theme you're going with. If you bring in the 2000s version, like the six-pack version with the with almost like the vehicle deco on the figures, then you're going to have a very distinctive difference. So that you might be better off having a a Python Patrol version 2 release in the future. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I think you could argue the same here. Maybe if they revisit Night Force in the future, they go with this deco scheme and it's a separate thing.
Yeah, I would kind of prefer not to see Duke, Flint, or Roadblock because of the same thing that you just said about Outback. With Outback existing in Tiger Force and in a standard version, those are all characters. Obviously, Duke we already have as Tiger Force as well. But, you know, Flint and Roadblock belong in Tiger Force and we don't have those. So yeah. I wouldn't want to see them put out Night Force and then feel that they shouldn't do the Tiger Force ones of those.
Yeah. We've also got, there's more guys coming. So I know people are getting ahead of the slides, but we have a few more that are on the cards. So there's that two pack as well with Gung-Ho and Grunt, or Grunt and Gung-Ho in that order on the screen from left to right. And of course, we've got the Grunt name only reveal so far. We don't know anything else about that particular figure just yet. No renders or anything. So it could be that he's going straight into the Walmart exclusive line. You never know. And again, what would you think about that? Probably not, though, I guess, because again, of the design and I don't know. What do you think for Grunt?
Yeah, if we're going to get Grunt, I think that they need to slowly give us those original team,
yeah,
and releasing him as Night Force rather than in a color that fits with that original team doesn't make sense to me.
Same. I think I'm putting it in here because obviously we've got the name Ronu reveal and that would be an option, but I think that's probably a stretch. Same for Gung-Ho. This version and design and whatever is quite far removed from what we've had in Classified on a number of occasions now, two occasions. So I would suggest there's probably a similar vibe with that one.
Yeah, yeah. And we've already gotten a couple of Gung-Hos, so give us something different.
Chuckles, again, the leak is that it's going to be SDCC exclusive, so it's very likely it's not going to be Night Force at all. But the redeco opportunity in the future is probably likely, would you say?
Yeah, I kind of think that we will get the white shirt and the blue shirt first, but
you think,
who knows,
you think maybe they're going to go movie?
I guess they could just release the white shirt and call that your Night Force one, but I don't know how that would work.
No, I mean, you think they're going to do a movie homage deco is what I'm saying is my question.
Yes, I do. I think that if you're going to release a figure, generally speaking, they're going to do two different deco, you know, two different colors of that figure.
Yeah.
And unless they've planned out to do a different character altogether out of it, yeah, I kind of expect it.
Yeah. I mean, effectively, you could say that, well, he's also got that deco that is almost like a fall color, which we've had on our graphics before. We generally just use different versions of Chuckles shirts a lot of the time until it hits the winter and we have Iceberg. But yeah, you know, you've got that kind of like autumnal, was that the 50th? It was in the 50th, wasn't it?
The SDCC
exclusive. Yeah. So you got that one, this one, the white shirt from the movie, the regular deco. So there's lots of uses for Chuckles if they want to keep bringing that character back again, especially if it's popular, which I think it will be. And then we've got Lady J, which I think is actually a good shout for a repaint because I know we've had the retro one recently, but I could see them doing a Night Force Lady J. I could just, you know, it's another female character and it kind of would make sense.
Yeah. It is weird since we did already have Lady J twice, but for some reason to me, it feels like that kind of makes sense since she isn't one that I would like to reserve for another sub team.
And also it's not that, I mean, it's a different deco kind of, but if you had this Night Force one outright, you'd just have like three very slightly different shades of green versions of Lady J. So
yeah,
that's probably something
like
they have to
reinterpret it.
Yeah, that's probably something they'd have to think about as well. Because I don't think, like, even when they did this Lady J figure of the club, I was kind of like, is it any different? And like, yeah, it is, but very, it's not a great deal different, honestly.
Well, I thought whenever they were doing this one, though, I thought whenever the club did this one, it was a way of getting that concept figure out. And then, you know, the concept figure ended up in the 50th line.
So it almost, in a sense, it was to just get that particular build out and also keep it as close to Lady J as possible.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, that makes a lot of sense, actually. I never thought about it like that, but that is a very good point. Rachel says, no more Lady J's unless it's Canary Anne. I'm with you on that one, Rachel. I think an all-yellow Lady J would be fantastic. Or Canary Anne, yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's another point as well, Jeff. Yes, both figures do warm the pegs. That's very true. But yeah, that's it. That's pretty much all of the Night Force for the redeco that we could see.
The characters of the redeco for sure.
But then I also did add before that they could do anything. You know, we could get Night Force Recondo. We could get Night Force Stalker. We could get Night Force Sarge. We could get Night Force, you know, Bazooka. Like, again, it could be that. So it's very difficult to say exactly what it's going to be. It was a bit easier with the Tiger Force things, because we were thinking Dusty all along, weren't we? We were thinking Dusty and Flint with like two like big standouts that you could definitely do for Tiger Force redecos. In any case, that's that. My goodness. We have finally got to the end of what a massive amount of news, Pat. Two stories, hour and 16 minutes, solid. Thanks for all your comments, guys. Sorry I couldn't get to like a lot of them. We've got one more little segment, of course, before we go, and that is in shout-outs. You cool, Pat? We ready to go?
Yep, ready to go.
Have you tried Hoarder yet? No? Well, you need to. If you have a collection of things and want to create a fun and easy way of organising it and, of course, showing it off, then get involved. You can post items and build collections, and you can drop a status like getting a fun delivery or seeing some awesome related stuff on your travels. Build your collections with Hoarder. The app is free to download on Google Play and the App Store, so what are you waiting for? Get to hoarding.
You don't have the same amount of time to wait now, Pat, so you can't go off and do things now. You've got to be like, oh, damn, I've only got 30 seconds now. Guys, shout-outs. So, yeah, let's start off with Night Force Bullhorn telling us what the shout-outs are.
Shout-out to Night Force Philip. which is kind of appropriate because I had him up late last night filming an articulated points thing, so... Night Force Philip, shout out.
I should have done redecos of all the images, shouldn't I? Just Night Force everything. That's genius. Yeah. Shout out to Night Force Philip. Incredible. It would just be the same, but at night, wouldn't it?
Yeah, this might be Fun School Superhero Philip.
Fun School Superman. Yeah, that's brilliant. Also, big shout out to the fam, of course, mum and dad. It was dad's birthday the other day. Shout out to Dan and his happy birthday. Sent him some bits and bobs to enjoy. And of course, it's Mother's Day in the UK tomorrow. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the United Kingdom.
You just reminded me. I should have shouted out my brother whose birthday is today.
Oh, yeah, because they are close, aren't they? Yeah, I remember that from last year. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I did the same thing last year. You shouted out the birthday and I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, so shout out to them, and also shout out to the whole US family as well. And even though it's UK Mother's Day, I'll still happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the family, not just me mom, but everyone. Yeah, cool. And also shout out to Brian, who does all our awesome graphics, Brian Sauer. Again, I've been bothering him to get us stuff. We've got a monthly coming out very soon. And then we're recording another monthly again, so we're going to need a few other bits and pieces. But thank you to Brian for all his hard work. We really appreciate that too. And also this one, I wanted to give a big shout out to all of you guys for getting us to 4,000 subs on YouTube. We super appreciate all of the support. And really, really excited to have broken that little milestone. So, thank you very much for all of the support, for all the comments, for all the super chats, for all the patrons and all that kind of stuff as well. So thanks to all of that, you guys. I hope you've been enjoying all of the awesome content we've been dishing out on there as well. And yeah, long may it continue. 4K, Pat, eh? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's awesome.
Oh, and thank you, Andrew, for another super chat. I need to say farewell for a bit. This week, I ship out for US Army basic training. Chris and Pat, you're swell hosts, and it's been a real pleasure chatting G.I. Joe with you and everyone here. Andrew, good luck with that, buddy. And yeah.
And thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you for all of that. That's brilliant, man. Thank you, Andrew. Much appreciated. Yeah, good luck. And right, okay, then. Well, that brings us to the end of another Classic Weekly. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Patrick Not Picard Stewart. You know what to do at the end of all these episodes, guys. I think you do. Do you remember, Pat, what we have to do?
Yeah, I was wondering if you meant just me. Like, I always think that when you say, you know what to do at the end of all these episodes, I feel like you're speaking specifically to me. But then it's like, no, you do know that I know what to do.
I know that you know what to do. Well. I just don't know if anyone else knows what they're doing. And I wouldn't even say that we know what we're doing. Anyway, yeah, thanks for all the comments, guys. We really appreciate it. And as always, after three, one, two, three,
full force.
See you later.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.